Hello, and welcome to Songs for the Struggling Artist, the blogcast. This is episode 384. My name is Emily Rainbow Davis. Thank you so much for joining me here on the blogcast. The way this works is I'm going to say some random stuff right here, and then I'm going to read you the blog, and then I'm going to play you a song. Today's blog is about an experience I had at the Drama Bookshop here in New York, and then at a show after the Drama Bookshop. It was a very New York day this day, the kind of day I haven't really had in a few years. It's been harder and harder to get like, oh, what a typical day used to be like. Anyway, a day where you like have a bunch of different art stuff to do. Those are good ones. Anyway, here it is. It is called Good News for Some Friends from the Future. On my way to go see a dance piece, I stopped off at the Drama Bookshop and noticed that they had a collection of plays written by my old friend. I figured I should buy it, since I have a goal to dedicate a shelf, nay, a bookcase, to the work of my friends. Also, I wanted to read the plays. Over the years, we've been less in touch, so I haven't managed to see everything or read everything. In our 20s, we were very close. We talked on the phone many nights a week, and we'd go out and wander the streets of New York, finding delicious tidbits to eat. We talked about our ambitions and our hopes. He dreamed of seeing his plays on Broadway, and I wanted that dream for him, too. It was a time of much angst, and sometimes we'd both of us slip into hopelessness. You really have no idea what's coming. I guess we never do. Anyway, here we are in 2023 in the new Drama Bookshop, and I'm buying a collection of his plays. It's not the only work of his they have for sale, either. His plays take up about 8 inches on the bookshelf. I take the book up to the cashier, and she gets instantly excited about it. "I love his plays," she says. "And all I want to do is go back in time to some night when we were on the phone and my friend was so despondent and hopeless. And I wish I could be like, hey, I've just come from the future where I'm buying a collection of your plays at the Drama Bookshop." The cashier is delighted with my purchase and tells me how much she loves your plays. When I tell her you're a friend of mine, she acts like I told her I was friends with Beyoncé. You don't know who that is yet because it's the mid-90s, but trust me, a time traveler from 2023, this cashier is crazy for your work. When I left the Drama Bookshop, I went on to the dance show, a little ways down the road. The choreographer is a friend, though one I haven't seen in at least a decade or two. From the back row of the house for these two world premiere dances, I can see Mikhail Baryshnikov settling into his seat in the third row. Baryshnikov is here to see my friend's work. This piece is at Baryshnikov's art space, so it's highly probable that this is not my friend's first encounter or interaction with Baryshnikov. It's possible that this sort of thing has become normal to him. It's not to me, though. I'm excited for him. Here, too, I want to go back in time and tell this sweet boy I knew decades ago what success awaits the man he will be in the future. I mean, maybe me time traveling to tell stories about future success would spoil the surprise, but I feel like a life in the arts is so full of uncertainty. A lot of us could do with a visit from a more successful future to just let us know that there's a little bit of hope. And sometimes we could do with a little reminder of our milestones as we sit in that future that doesn't feel nearly as successful as it would seem to our younger selves. We all have friends who have given up. We've all considered giving up ourselves. A little visitor from the future with good news would be really so sustaining. If a future me came to tell me a story like one of these, I'd be charged up for a long time. But of course, let's say I did manage to time travel and tell my playwright friend the story of the cashier at the bookshop. Odds are, he wouldn't believe me or believe I was from the future. But I guess the me back then could have just made something up on one of those days hope was in short supply. I could have claimed to be back with a message from the future. And maybe a little faith would sneak in. I could try that now, and I wouldn't even have to get a time machine. So the playwright friend who I mentioned in this blog post has had a real hit of a show this last fall season, winter? I don't know. Anyway, it just closed, I think. But it got extended as long as it possibly could. And it was on, you know, a bunch of people's favorite show of the year lists. And I know that that's a story he would enjoy as well, learning in the past. But that success is so public, like anyone could go back in time now to tell him that story. Whereas this story of the cashier only happened to me. And that is why it is important. No, that's not true at all. But it is, I don't know, it's one of those things where you think of like, I wish I could communicate with an earlier version of myself, of them, of anyone to be able to share those kind of glory moments that I know, you know, when you're in the middle of it, you don't really feel like you're like, oh, wow. I for example, like the photo for this blog is a quote from me in a book about Feldenkrais. And, you know, like, that's pretty cool to get quoted in a book. And I forget about it. I completely forgot that it even happened until I went looking for, like, pictures of books that I may have taken to be for this thing. And then I was like, oh, wait, there's this one with my name in it. Boop, just bloop, bloop, bloop. We just let them go. All the little successes. Feels like you got to like remind yourself like, oh yeah. It's not total failure over here all the time. Anyway, before I sing you the song, I want to let you know if you are in New York or close or you feel like traveling, we are doing our first recording of the first four episodes of the new audio drama. It's called The Defense. We're doing that on Sunday, January 21st. So if you are around at 7 o'clock in Brooklyn at Jalopy Theater, we would love to have you there. Because part of the goal is to have an atmosphere, have a sense of, you know, the theaterness of us. So to be both a live event and a podcast recorded for those of you who are farther away and cannot travel to Brooklyn, for example. If you want more details about that, let me know. Or you could just go to messengertheaterco.org. It'll send you to all the places. If you're around, please come join us. And if we've never met before, I would love to meet you. If you're a listener, that would be so cool. Anyway, thank you, everyone, for listening. It really is so meaningful to have your ears on this situation. If you would like to tell someone about this experience, this podcast, this blogcast, please do, because that is how word gets around. And if you'd like to support it, that would be amazing. Prime spot, patreon.com/EmilyRDavis. There's also Ko-fi, there's PayPal. You could subscribe on Substack. And if there's other places that you know that I could be and that you would like to support me, please let me know. But mostly, thank you so much for listening. And the song that I have for you today, I tell you what, I looked for more songs about time travel and going back in time and, you know, confronting older selves or whatever. Like, the problem is I have done quite a few episodes/blogs about time travel. I guess I'm obsessed. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, I wouldn't say I have exhausted the time travel songs, but I've done enough for the moment. I may return. But while I was in the process of looking for some time travel songs, Spotify suggested some other songs. I don't know. I think it was just like other songs below the songs that it was suggesting somehow. Anyway, on that list was Wednesday by Tori Amos. And I was like, oh, I like this song. So I just played it because I was like, that's nice to see. And then I thought, you know, this would be a fun song to sing. And there's a way where it actually speaks more, I don't know if accurately is the word, more feelingly to the sensation of thinking about the past. Even though I still feel like Scarlet's Walk, the album and it's from, came out very recently, it did not. It came out quite some time ago, and that time ago was probably around the time that I last was really close to these two artists that I touched in with. So I thought, you know, this seems more right than something that's a little bit more on the nose. I also think both of them would, I think they both liked Tori Amos. I don't really know that for sure, but I feel like they would have then. Who knows about now? Or then, honestly, I don't remember. But, you know, feelingly, I would say yes, absolutely. They're both massive fans. Whether that's true or not, I cannot say. Anyway, it was a fun song to just sort of tip into, and sometimes it's good not to be too literal. So, here it is. Tori Amos, Wednesday. Nothing here to fear. I'm just sitting around being foolish when there is work to be done. Just a hang-up call and the quiet breathing of our Persian we call Cajun on a Wednesday. So we go from year to year with secrets we've been keeping, though you say you're not a Templar man. Seems as if we're circling for very different reasons, but one day the eagle has to land. Out past the fountain, I left by the station. I start the day in the usual way, then think, well, why not, and stop for a coffee and begin to recall things that you say. No one's at the door. You suggest a ghost, perhaps a phantom. I agree with this in part. Something is with us. I can't put my finger on a Thumbelina size 10 on a Wednesday. So we go from year to year with secrets we've been keeping, though you say you're not a Templar man. You tell me to cheer up, you suspect we're oddly even. Even still, the eagle has to land. Out past the fountain, I left by the station. I start the day in the usual way, then think, well, why not, and stop for a coffee and begin to recall things that you say. Pluck up the courage, then snap, it's gone again. I start humming When Doves Cry. Can someone help me? I think that I'm lost here, lost in a place called America.